There is not a time when the atmosphere and your heart say, "Come," that I do not come. And each time that I come, it is becoming possible for me to do more, and more, and more, and more. You fellowship with me, I will fellowship with you. You worship me, I will magnify myself in your soul. Come, says the Lord, come. In this, the rest of the Lord, you will find that ability to yield and use the sword to place between you and the enemy and those who do not know. From that place, my power upon you, through you, and in you will flow. Oh, don't you know that I desire to find that hiding place for you? I lead you in the way that you should go. Follow after me, as the deer panteth and thirsteth after righteousness, and you will be filled. There are no works of the flesh, and there are no desires of the emotions that can do what praise and worship can do to exalt me. They will bring you to a place where many desire to come to today, and it is called the hiding place of God. There are no secrets. You are my child, and all that I have belongs to you. Come, come up higher, says the Lord. Oh, I have things to share with you you have not seen. I have things to share with you you have not tasted. I have things for you that you have not understood. Come unto me. Come up higher, says the Lord, and let us fellowship together. This opening your heart allows me to reach into places in you where change is needed. I will bring you higher as you reach for me through worship. Your strength in me will increase. Your determination will increase. Your eyes will be able to see aspects of me more clearly, and we will ascend to new places that will impact your believing. For worship is the opening of the heart to the truths that are in me. Worship is a major key in operating in the offensive. Through this kind of intimacy, you move past the restrictions of the flesh into the liberty of the Spirit where my truth operates. The resistance you fight is the resistance of the flesh, and the tactics of the enemy through the flesh to inhibit you from operating in the liberty of the Spirit where my truth runs free. I desire your worship. I desire your devotion. I desire your emotion. I desire you. I want to show you my might and my strength. I want to show you my love and my glory. I want to show you my compassion and my beauty. For your eyes to see and your ears to hear, you need to come and to draw near, because in my presence there is literally all you need. So let your praise and your worship continually rise before me, and I will take you by your hand and lead you into places in me that you do not know about and that you do not see. But be assured, there is always more in me. Be assured, there is always more in me. Your worship is so precious, and your worship is dear to me. Give me your love, so that I can show you who I am. There are times in my presence in which I intend to overcome you with my desires. It will be me watering those things which I am building in you. There must be times in my presence where deep calls unto deep, where an opening of the heart takes place, a surrender, so that I might come and take you even further into your life in me, through the very substance of my presence, through the glory of my presence working in you what only I can bring. The place of my presence is the finest place to be, for there you find grace needed to reach for more and to receive. The goodness of my presence is an open door for so much more of me, and for the grace to receive the pouring in of oil, of my glory and my anointing. Sense my goodness, sense my love, sense my glory and my fire as you come for more of me. This is corporate intimacy, laying aside everything and reaching into you and me and allowing your passion for me and your adoration to flow freely. Like a conductor, my spirit will lead you as one, even as he leads each one individually into places in fellowship that will set you free to receive much more of me. I desire to be as a river overflowing the banks and sweeping everything away with me into places of my presence where your only awareness is the river that is around you, surrounding you. I am that river. My delight is the pouring of your love on me as you come together, allowing the waters of my presence to take you into places with me where my life fills your being and where you are saturated with me. Come and pour your love on me. Let who I am engulf you and carry you away into much deeper places in me. Don't expect to walk through this time without resistance, but do expect my presence, and do expect my victory. For I am with you, and my word is your truth. You will be sustained in all things in this place of worship with me.